cacophony of nerd. Okay, controlled by my fingers. Only do the sound when I'm pointing at you. Let's just raise the roof, okay, so that the doctor can hear us from the vortex.
My name is Robert Lloyd. I'm an actor, comedian, and time lord.
Did I hear you say that this is an old stomping ground?
Yes, it is. I'm born and raised in Dubbo, did my 4 years at university at Wagga Wagga. Spent a lot of time touring to Albury as well, so the Riverina is sort of like, you know, my second home.
And how was it that you became a Whovian?
Through my time at university. My first year at uni in 1996, I was with my close friend at the time. He was dealing with a breakup. And so I thought the best way to get his mind off his heartbreak was to tell me about his number one obsession, which was Doctor Who. So after a 5-hour late night conversation, I learned everything about Doctor Who. And so, you know, Wagga Wagga, the Riverina, is closely associated with my love of Doctor Who.
What a good friend you are.
I'm a very, very good friend. I think I got more out of it than he did. But, yeah, he seemed to cheer up.
So as a Doctor Who obsessive, is it the new or the old or all of it?
It's all of it for me. I came into it at a time when it had been off our screens for about 7 years. So I had this new appreciation for it. I never really grew up on it as a kid, so with the new series coming back as well, I appreciate all of it as a massive show, 50 years of history, as opposed to just a divide of going new and old. And I like to bring people together. I like giving lists of, you know, classic episodes for modern fans and telling, you know, classic fans to get into the modern series as well.
Has anyone ever told you you look like a Doctor?
He does look a lot like me. The 10th Doctor, David Tennant, has been blessed with remarkably attractive features that do resemble mine. So, yes, he's a very lucky man that he got to the role before I did. So, but hopefully the first Australian Doctor will happen at some point.
And you'll put your hand up for that?
I will put both my hands up and any other body part that I've got free, yes.
You have the honour of the opening night for Wham, which is a performance that celebrates all things Doctor Who.
Yes, yeah, we're very lucky. Myself and Jen Lusk do a show called Who Are You Supposed to Be, which we've toured to the Adelaide Fringe Festival. We did it at Melbourne Fringe Festival. She premiered it at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 2013. That's where I met her and saw the play. And it's, yeah, a fascinating play just in the structure of a romantic comedy, but within this subculture that is becoming more of a mainstream, getting more mainstream awareness through television shows like The Big Bang Theory and movies like Paul, bringing this idea of the subculture of conventions and fandom and how that works. It's a microcosm of society within a nerdy spectrum.
So how do you learn Whovian?
Whovian, it's a lot of watching of episodes and reading books and all this type of stuff. And the language develops really quickly. It's like whether you're developing the language for Star Wars or Star Trek, there's all these little intricate details of how you communicate with an impersonation or a line of dialogue or an impression of a character. It grows the more familiar you become with it.
Hit us with your favourite lines.
One of my favourite lines from the third Doctor, who's my favourite Doctor. One of his lines was, "A straight line may be the shortest distance between two points, but it is by no means the most interesting." And another line from the third Doctor, companion asks him, "You're serious?" when he's explained where he comes from. And he goes, "About what I do, not necessarily the way that I do it." So he's serious about what he does, but not how he does it. And that's, I incorporate those two mantras in my life, because the straight line may be the best way to get there. It's not the most interesting, and all always never take yourself too seriously, but be passionate about what you do.
Dave Chandler, I'm the treasurer of the Astronomical Society Albury Wodonga.
Tell me about the TARDIS that you constructed last year. Was it just you or were there other members?
A friend of mine, Miles Allen, came up from Melbourne, and we constructed the TARDIS for a trivia night, for a Doctor Who trivia night that we held out at the Great Aussie Resort.
Are you a Whovian?
Absolutely. Baker fan.
I can see by the scarf. So what was it like building your own TARDIS?
Look, it was a great deal of fun. There's still plans on the drawing board for building a Dalek, but we got the TARDIS done instead. We've spent another 3 days just doing some little bit of touch-up work to it, and it's just looking fantastic. The blue light was the key at the top.
It looks impressive. How long did it take to build?
2 days, two full days.
Hi, I'm Anne-Marie Ellis, and I'm the coordinator of the Right Around the Murray Festival.
Some pretty exciting events to happen as part of Wham. What are some of the highlights?
Who are you supposed to be play? Obviously, you've had a taste of Rob Lloyd, so really looking forward to that. Tim Flannery, we're very excited about. He's presenting his forthcoming book, Atmosphere of Hope, in conversation with Melanie Tate. That will be brilliant. Following that event, we've got Now Hear This, the live storytelling event, which will be broadcast on Radio National. Fantasy lovers will look forward to meeting Isabel Carmody, writer of the Ober Newton Chronicles. She's running a workshop. We've got comedian Adam Richard from Spicks and Specs. He'll be entertaining at the festival dinner, along with poet Andy Kissane. Graham Simpson, author of The Rosie Project, will be presenting at a lunch. And Adam Lior, MasterChef winner and host of SBS Destination Flavour, will be at the wood-fired oven. That will draw a big crowd.
Well, this year is certainly exciting, and of course the theme, Journeys to Alternate Worlds, is very fitting.
Yeah, that's we've got a real focus on speculative fiction this year. So sci-fi, fantasy, and also the environment is a big theme. They work in together nicely. And also we have the Astronomical Society of Albury-Wodonga doing a stargazing event, and this incredible astrophotography will be projected out into QE2 Square.
Lots of people looking at the TARDIS. That's certainly going to be a feature.
That is going to be a hoot. Come into the Library Museum and check out the TARDIS. It is amazing.
It's like being a Whovian.
It's a Whovian heaven.